Good evening and welcome to From the 80s View. I'm your host, Dr. Cedric Brown. Today's guest is a special guest because he's someone that's going to have a different perspective on things and a different view. His name is Mr. John Lipschutz. And John is a former campaign manager for Ms. Marla Stevens for Supreme Court in Wisconsin. He is a former campaign manager of Mr. Howie Morales for governor. And currently, he's the owner of Big Eyes Strategies in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We want to welcome John to the show. Welcome to the show, John.
Thanks so much for having me, Seb.
How are you? How's everything going? Are you warm where you are right now, buddy?
You know, it's a bit windy out today, but we're enjoying some mid-70s weather. I'm not lying. It's pretty good to be in Albuquerque nowadays.
Oh, yeah. And I see the gear that you're rocking today. We got some college football stuff to talk about and, you know, some other sports and things like that. Hey, John, when we talk about college football and specifically Wisconsin, you know, the new Big Ten, what are your thoughts?
Need an air game. That is my thoughts on Wisconsin. Need to get that ball going down the field.
Okay. All right. And then we have NHL playoffs. Some things are happening in the NHL. What say you?
You know, I'm liking the Rangers. Pains me to say it, but I think New York's the team to beat this year.
That's why I brought you on the show, because I'm a Rangers fan. I'm a New York kid, born and bred in the Bronx. You know, I'm a New York guy. Right. And then last but not least, the NBA playoffs are fantastic. Right. What say you about the NBA playoffs, John?
Heartbreak for my Sixers. But, man, I don't think anybody could tackle the Celtics this year. They are just rolling, unfortunately.
OK. And my New York Knickerbockers took down your 76ers. But we'll talk about that later on. These topics and more on From the 80s View. Let's get it. Hey, welcome back to the show. Before I get started and talking to Mr. Lipschutz, I'd like to give honor to God who's ahead of my life, because without him, none of the things that I am able to do would be possible, you know, as a husband, as a father, as a professional, as a friend. None of those things would be possible. So I just want to make sure that I give honor to my Heavenly Father. Now let's bring back John Lipschutz. Hey, there you are, John. So we're gonna just get right into it. The Big Ten Conference now has 18 teams in the conference, right? You got 18 teams. That nine are gonna be on one side, nine on the other side. The teams added to the conference: Oregon, UCLA, USC, Washington. What do you think about that? Come on, man. The Big Ten, it used to be 10, and now it's 18.
Man, the Big Ten hasn't been 10 teams since I was a young man. Listen, I can tell you, having gone to University of Wisconsin, my alma mater, I love the competition. I do. You know, I think the Big Ten Conference has always been one of the premier, if not the premier, conference in the land. And I think what we're seeing now in football, well, just with college sports in general, is kind of the cannibalism of the smaller conferences. We're really kind of getting to that power five, maybe even a power three kind of situation. And I just love to see the Big Ten kind of rising to the top of all of that. I mean, when it comes to football, you're always going to have the SEC, I guess, right there at the top. But I'll tell you, the Big Ten will give any conference a run for its money, football, basketball, any of the sports. But yeah, it is a gauntlet to get through the Big Ten now. It really is. I mean, thank God Wisconsin's in the West, but I mean, still, it is just going to be brutal. Whoever comes out of that conference, you got to put them right at the top for favorites of national champions.
Absolutely, absolutely. And John, as you mentioned, your alma mater, right? You went to Wisconsin. Can you tell us a little bit about how your beginnings in Wisconsin led you to what you do right now? Can you tell our audience a little bit about John Lipschutz?
Absolutely. No, it's actually, that is basically where it started. You know, I was born and raised just outside of Philadelphia in the suburbs of Philadelphia, but decided to go to Wisconsin for college, and one of the best experiences of my life. Loved Wisconsin so much. And it just so happened that, you know, coming towards the end of graduation and not really knowing what I want to do with my life, happened to have a girlfriend whose brother was working on a U.S. Senate race, Senate race for Senator Herb Cole at the time, who unfortunately just passed away recently. But that was my first political campaign, working on Senator Herb Cole's race. You know, started out as an intern and eventually made the whopping salary of $1,000 a month to work on that campaign. And, you know, I didn't know I loved politics until I did that campaign and caught the bug. And since then, I got my start in Wisconsin, spent, you know, 7 years working in Democratic politics in Wisconsin, worked on races on all different levels from, you know, a U.S. Senate race to, you know, city council and everything in between. Also, worked for some different organizations while I was out there, some good Democratic progressive type organizations, and then decided to kind of leave Wisconsin and just kind of try different things, you know, still worked in politics, but kind of went around the country and tried in different places. I worked on a presidential campaign at one point, worked for Hillary Clinton's campaign, her first one for president. Eventually made my way to DC, worked for the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, the DCCC, did a little work there. And then, you know, ultimately made it out here to Albuquerque, New Mexico. I've been here for about 13 years now. And once again, kind of done a lot of different things in politics, worked on, as you mentioned, said the race for Howie Morales for governor. That one didn't turn out so well, but good old Howie ended up becoming our lieutenant governor.
The lieutenant governor. Yeah,
exactly. So while the governor's race didn't work out well, we like to say that I helped springboard him into this great position. I right now, as you mentioned, I own my own company called Big Eye Strategies, and I do a little bit of work, all types of work. I do some lobbying work. I do some public relations work. And then I also do political consulting. And so I work with different groups like the unions. They're a client of mine. I work with environmental organizations. I work with a tribe or two. Just work with good people, good organizations who fight for causes that I believe in.
So tell me, being in the world of public service, what does that do for you intrinsically, right? You know, what is the motivation for you to want to be a public servant?
You know, it's a great question. And to be all fair, I have worked for government. I mean, what I do is for profit. I don't probably make a whole lot of money doing it, but the work that I do and this kind of political work that I do, I think what got me started working in this world was, again, I have certain causes that I really, ever since I was a kid, that I just believed in and I wanted to help see further. And a lot of those causes, I will say, really kind of revolve around the underdog, I guess. Sure. Working people, I've always had a huge thing for helping improve our healthcare system so people could afford healthcare. You know, I want to make sure our planet is actually livable in the next, 50 years. So it's, taking on maybe the bleeding heart causes, but they're ones that are important to me. And I thought that this was the best way that I could possibly give back. You know, of course, I have to make a living doing it, but I mean, I don't ever want to run for office myself. So this is kind of my way of saying, let me try to help some good people who I think could do a better job than me.
Well, let me see if I can make you smile a little bit here, John. You were part of the Big Ten. So when you were in school, you had to have a late night where you went to La Bamba's and had burritos as big as your head.
That is a pull, Cedric. Good for you. Dude, I had not remembered La Bamba's in so long.
What was your go-to late night? Because mine was the torta. You know, I had the combination torta with extra sour cream on it. What was your go-to at La Bamba's?
You know, you're pulling this out. The torta, I do remember the torta.
Yeah, the Mexican hamburger, the torta. Yeah,
that's right. I'm trying to remember some of the other ones out there. Oh my God, that was. Listen, you're
talking. What kind of burrito did you go for?
I remember
chorizo, sausage, steak.
No, I did. I went with the steak burrito. That was my go-to. That's okay. Right. I did. And I got to tell you, Cedric, I mean, those burritos, big as your head, they were great at 2 a.m., not so great at 6 p.m. Like that, right. That was a right. Totally different.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, come right. Out of having a couple of beverages with your buddies and get in that line, have you a good old burrito. And it just went down so great. But later on that day, the next day, it was a different story.
Right. I go there after going to Wando's. Go hit up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And go to La Bamba's. Yeah.
Let me transition a little bit. We talked a little bit about the NBA, and we'll get back to that later on. But NHL hockey, right? It is fantastic right now. As I look at my New York Rangers, just decimated Carolina Hurricanes. I mean, decimated them. Shesterkin, I think he only gave up 3 goals in the 4-game sweep. He only gave up 3 goals. What do you think about NHL hockey? Right, I really don't get into it a whole lot until the playoffs. Right, and I'm a New York Rangers fan. What do you think about the playoffs?
So, I'm kind of like you. I mean, I'm a Homer fan, so obviously I'm loving my Flyers, who have not been worth a lick for about 15 years or so.
Yeah, maybe 20.
Maybe 20. I mean, it's painful to be a Flyers fan. I'm not going to lie. I remember the good old days of Ron Hextall and Eric Lindros and
absolutely
Chuck and those folks. But hockey is great. I mean, NHL, it's so much up in the air. You could have some of the predictables like the Rangers sweeping and dominating. Yeah. And then, you could have some of the unpredictables like all of a sudden, our Golden Knights are putting up a hell of a fight against the Stars. Yeah. And they've got that winning pedigree. I mean, they know how to get to the finals. So I am. It's entertaining to watch. You just never know what's going on. I am getting into it a little bit more now, for sure. Again, even though the Flyers aren't in it, I'm starting to watch a little bit more games. But I don't know. I think at the end of the day, as I said, I think your Rangers are just too strong.
They are on that Eastern Conference. But let me tell you something that's really crazy, right? So my wife Linda and I moved from St. Louis. Where the Blues were, right? So Blues hockey, incredible, right? And my wife, Linda, and I had an opportunity to go to Enterprise and see a Blues game, right? And they, I was invited into a box and I got to see it from, the elite level, right? Where there's food and there's beverages and all kinds of things. And we had a great time, right? And then I, you know, come out here to Southern Utah, and about 2 hours away from me, south of me, is the Las Vegas Knights, and it is crazy, right? You think of, you don't think, and when you think Las Vegas, you do not think hockey, right?
But no, I mean, listen, you're the middle of the desert. It's, you know, it gets up there into the hundreds, and it's kind of like, how does ice even exist in this town?
And they do, John. They are crazy about their Golden Knights, and they are in a war right now with the Dallas Stars. They're in a war with them right now. 3-3.
They are, and I'll admit, I mean, I do like the Knights. I like how they play. I you know, Marc Gasol is you know, he's solid. Yeah, and the atmosphere is really, really cool. I mean, it's hockey. It could get crazy. You just never know what's going to happen. But I, you know, while I think the Rangers are going to win, I'm kind of hoping for some fun from the Knights and maybe pull up an upset here. And then also, you know, that Bruins series is also another interesting one that's now going to seven. We'll see.
Right. And I said the Hurricanes, they decimated the Capitals. They beat the Capitals in Ovechkin. They crushed them, you know, and being the one seed there. So, but hey, John, we have to take a break because I have to pay some bills, but be right back. We have some more exciting stuff to talk about. You are watching From the 80s View. I'm your host, Dr. Cedric Brown. We'll be right back after this break.
Renting is everything. It's style at your doorstep. Off the runway and into your closet. It's every trend you've been dying to try and every designer you've yet to discover. It's wearing it your way every time and making it count everywhere you go. It's never worrying about what to wear, because something new is always coming your way. That's why renting is everything. New styles, top designers, all for a flat monthly fee. Start your subscription at renttherunway.com.
Slow roasted over hickory fire and pulled by hand. This is the way pit pork has always been done. Pulled pork lovers, rejoice. The smoky old days are back at the Smoke Shack. From the creative team that brought you The Browning Project and Dead by Morning comes a new thriller that will change the way you look at white-collar crime forever. Fallen from the Sky.
Water. It's everywhere. We drink it, we bathe with it, we cook with it. Coffee's made with water. Toilets won't flush without it. It's used for washing clothes, dishes, utensils, pots, pans, floors, and our teeth. Plants and crops need water, animals drink it, and fish need it too. And don't forget, we can have a lot of fun in the water. Water. What will we do without it?
Welcome back. You're watching From the 80s View. I'm your host, Dr. Cedric Brown. Before we bring back our guest, I'd like to talk a little bit about the book that I wrote. How Black men overcome racial barriers in the status quo in NCAA institutions, a narrative inquiry. And, as I've been fortunate enough to, you know, sell, copies of my book and talk to people about it, it was overwhelmingly accepted as a positive look on a challenging, part of, intercollegiate athletics for individuals that look like me, you know, young men of color that are aspiring to ascend to Power Five athletic director positions, right? And one thing that I'm very proud of with the book is that as we looked at, as the research was going on, and as I was doing semi-structured interviews with individuals that are men of color that have sat or were sitting in the chair, as they say, in the chair, the three themes that came out of it were that it was beneficial to have a role model. A role model is very important to what you're trying to do and what you're trying to accomplish. And I'm so blessed and so fortunate to have mentors, both men of color and my counterparts alike, that are very influential and beneficial to why I am where I am. But then also role model expectations, right? So as you talk with your mentor, as you look to your mentor, they have expectations that they want you to accomplish, right? And then the third thing is just, you know, whether it's perceived or imagined, right? There are challenges out there. Unfortunately, some of them may be racial barriers, but it wasn't a situation where we're looking at the negative. I wanted to understand the positive influences that allowed these men to ascend towards their goal, right? Towards their professional goal. The book can be purchased on Amazon.com. Again, it's How Black Men Overcome Racial Barriers in the Status Quo in NCAA Institutions. It's a narrative inquiry. Easy read. There are some technical things in there, and there are some research-laden type of discussions within the book, but it is an easy read, and you can get that book at Amazon.com. If you'd like to know more about what I do or the services I provide, please go to cedricmbrown.org. If you'd like to see past episodes of From the AD's View, please also go to cedricmbrown.org. Or if you'd like to be a guest on the show, like Mr. John Lipschutz, please go to cedricmbrown.org. From the AD's View can be seen on Sunday evenings at 6:40 Central, 7:40 Eastern, for more open and honest topics on From the AD's View. Now let's bring back our special guest, Mr. John Lipschutz. John, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. So, Wisconsin grad. We talked a little bit about Wisconsin football. Last season was Luke Fickell's first year. He was 8-6, 4-4 overall. You said you wanted to throw it around. You said you wanted to get it down the field. Well, I think your prayers might be answered, because Mr. Tyler Van Dyke, transfer from Miami, former 2021 ACC Rookie of the Year, is coming to be a Badger. What say you, John?
I'm excited, Sed. I really am. I mean, listen, Wisconsin football, for as long as I've been going, I went there starting in 96. So I've been following for a while. Listen, they've been a grinded out running back team. You know, we've had some greats like Ron Dayne that have kind of led the way there. And it's gotten us some good success, no doubt. We've won some Rose Bowls back in the day. We make it to the bowl game usually, but you know, football nowadays, I mean, we all kind of know this. You got to be able to get the ball downfield quickly. You got to have that air game.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Tyler, I think, is going to be the solution. We haven't had a real, you know, as you know, we got Russell Wilson for one year. Yep. So that was great. We got him from NC State. But since then, and even before that, we have not really had that quarterback that could get the ball down the field. And, you know, I think this is what's going to take us to that next level. I really do. I think we're going to, you know, I, God willing, we will, you know, do what we need to do in our division and then, you know, play one of the top teams in the East. But
in the East.
But yeah, mix our, you know, revitalized defense with an air game, still have, you know, the running back position that's, you know, still always going to be ever present. Wisconsin could be that complete team now.
They could be. And you're absolutely right. And I think that bringing Tyler Van Dyke in is going to be is going to infuse some of that old Badger magic that you guys have had in the past. So September 14th, big ball game. The tide is rolling in, right? And then you September 28th, you got the Trojans of USC, right? And then November 16th, you got the Ducks of Oregon. Three big ball games, right, that weren't in the Big Ten season, you know, a year ago, right? None of those games. What do you think? What do you think?
Well,
you got the tide?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's a rough way to start a season. I mean, you can't sugarcoat that. I mean, going against Bama, I remember a few years ago we started the season against LSU, and we took a whooping, and that was pretty brutal. You know, I'm looking forward to it, though. You know, you don't know what kind of team you've got until you play the best, and it doesn't get much better than the tide. You might as well get it out of the way. Listen, you know, nobody expects us to win that game. We're coming in as modest underdogs. So, you know, if we get blown out, which hopefully would never happen, but if we lose, you know, we lose, we're going to learn some stuff. But if we win that game, man, that's going to set the tone for the rest of the year. You better watch out, USC. You better watch out, Oregon. I mean, that is going to be a real kind of maker right there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And before I get to the NBA, I would be remiss if I see that Philly shirt and I'm a New York Yankees fan, you know. How are your Phillies doing right now? How are they doing?
Wouldn't that be a cool series to see? Absolutely. Listen, as of this morning, Cedric, I got to tell you, Philadelphia Phillies' best record in the major leagues right now.
Okay.
22-11. Listen, and what excites me is we were supposed to be just, you know, outscoring everyone. And I mean, just like massive offense, it's our pitching. We have, I think we might have the best starting pitching in the majors right now. We are a complete team. We've got some offense going now. We got incredible pitching. Watch out for those Phillies, man. You know, Aaron Judge better be watching out. That's all I got to say.
I know you got some big bat. Wouldn't that be a great series to have? And I will say this on the show for everybody to hear. If that happens and the Phillies and the Yankees are in the series, I'm going to find my way to a game and meet you either in New York or in Philadelphia. And we're going to do it big. We're going to get some dogs, get a couple of brews. And the loser has to sport the winner's gear for a whole week.
Ooh.
On X, on Instagram, all of that.
Ooh, sad.
Are you in?
I'll take that. I will take that. You will look great in some Philly blue and red. You will, Cedric. I am looking forward to watching you wear that gear on your show. That'd be great.
From the 80s View viewers, you heard it here on From the 80s View with Dr. Cedric Brown. And my guest, John Lipschutz, says that when the Yankees win, he will be walking around for 1 week in Yankees gear, and it will be on his X and it will be on his Instagram. You heard it right here.
A deal, man. I'm looking forward to that. I am.
Absolutely. Hey, before we close out, I got to touch on this NBA, man. I mean, OKC Thunder and SGA and his crew, right? But you got the Nuggets and the Joker and Murray and Porter Jr., you know. But you go to the East and you have, you know, Halliburton. You got him. But you got to talk about my Knicks, though. You got Brunson, you know, we don't have Randall, but we have, you know, you got Josh Hart and you got DiVincenzo. What about those New York Knickerbockers, man?
Yeah, I'll give you some credit, Cedric. I will. I mean, listen, I'm pretty sure the Sixers were viewed as the most likely upset pick of this playoffs, and the Knicks just handled them. They did. You know, Tobias Harris was just taken totally out of the series.
He was.
You know, Maxey had that 50-point game, but otherwise was kind of up and down.
But coming on, he might have been an all-star before, but he's going to be a superstar. Maxey's going to be a superstar, man.
From your mouth to God's ear. And I think that is true. I hope so. But listen, I got to give your Knicks some credit. I mean, that Brunson, the ageless wonder, he's coming back. He's handling his business.
Bringing back that old Villanova magic.
Exactly. That's exactly it. Go. Yeah, hell yeah. Go Cats. Love that. But no, it pains me about the Sixers just because I'm scared that we might lose Embiid. I mean, he's going to want to play for a title contender, and I'm just not sure if we're there right now. I mean, maybe we could retool it a little bit, but also Embiid's injured all the time, so that's rough. I'm impressed with what your Knicks did, and you're right, the Pacers handling the Bucks the way they did was pretty impressive. The Celtics are coming out of the East. I really believe that. I mean, they are just unstoppable. The West is what's really where it's at. I mean, that is a total crapshoot. I mean, yeah, you would say Denver, you know, never count Denver out, but okay.
But you got Memphis, you know, with Anthony Edwards. You got a whole different story there, right? They're talking about, is he, you know, the next Michael Jordan? That's what they're talking about, you know. The way he plays, his swag, his attention to detail, how he attacks the rim, how he defends. I mean, he is something to, you know, behold. But again, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, you know, Derek White comes on and has a big game. I mean, it is going to be hard to pick a team to win the NBA championship that is not the Boston Celtics.
I agree. I do, but I'm going to be entertained a lot more by the West. I mean, as you said, yes, you've got some big players, some big personalities. You know, you got a bunch of superstars that are really running the show over there. The Celtics just grind it out. It's kind of like some of those East Pistons kind of teams.
Oh yeah. You know, oh yeah.
Where they just have complete teams that just know how to get it done.
That's a great analogy. That old late 80s Piston squad. That is a great analogy. John, before I let you go, one question that I ask all of my guests is, what does faith or spiritualness mean to you, John?
You know, it's a great question. And obviously this is, you know, something personal and means something to everybody, something different to everybody. For me, you know, faith and spirituality is really about, you know, belief and just having a peace of mind in what you're doing and how you're going about life. You know, I think we're faced with so many different stresses in life, so many challenges. It's really hard to get through a lot of these hard moments in our lives. And, you know, I look at my faith and spirituality as something that I could rely upon to help me get through those times, you know, something that I could fall back on, something that helps guide me, as I'm making it through. And that just means a lot, you know. You're going to have friends, you're going to have family, they're going to come and go. Hopefully everybody has, you know, some really solid people in their lives that they could rely on. But at the end of the day, it's your faith and spirituality that I think will always be there, hopefully guiding you in the right way.
That is great. That is great. Thank you for sharing that, John. That is great, insight into how you look at that. And you're right, it is personal to everyone. And when I ask that question, you know, I always get a different answer, and they're always great. You know, they're always terrific answers, right? Because they are personal to the individual that is giving the answer to that question. John, if individuals want to get in contact with you, how can they do that?
Sure. The easiest way is probably go to my website, bigeyestrategies.com. You also see here on the screen, that's an email address that you could reach me, john@bigeyestrategies.com. But my website has other ways to contact me as well. Again, I would love to hear from folks. If you want to talk a little bit about politics, a little bit about sports, a little bit about life, you know, feel free to reach out.
Absolutely. And John, I want to thank you, buddy, for being on the show. And like you said, you know, we have two great friends in common, in Sarah and George, and wonderful people. And when they can connect, you know, me to incredible individuals like yourself, I'm so thankful. I'm appreciative. I'm humbled. I'm honored. And all those type of adjectives that you can put with being around great people. So thank you, John, for being a part of the show today.
Well, thank you, Cedric, so much for having me on.
Thank you. I'd like to thank John Lipschutz for being a part of our show today. Again, you're watching From the AD's View. Before we leave, I always talk about something in my closing segment that it might be inspirational, I hope, or help someone in a certain way. Today, I'm just going to talk about entertainment. Listen, I am a movie guy. There are many movies that I don't miss, right? And I tease myself and I joke all the time. If somebody wanted to come and get me, like if somebody wanted to take me out, they can just find me at the local movie theater on Sunday evening or Sunday afternoon watching a show. The one movie that I am very excited to see is next Friday, May 10th, The Planet of the Apes. It is going to be an absolutely wonderful movie, the fourth part of the series. If you are a movie buff, go to the movies, get you some popcorn, get you a beverage, get you some candy, and just take a couple hours to not think about anything, you know, no cares, no burdens. Take some time, just kind of, you know, lose yourself in creativity and have some fun. I will definitely be at the movies next Friday to watch the new Planet of the Apes movie. You're watching From the 80s View. I'm your host, Dr. Cedric Brown. Good night and God bless.